RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Welcome to The Conversation. The Conversation. A space to share the art of an interview.
On today's edition of RAE's Talk, The Conversation, our cycle on interviews, we're going to be talking to Monica Tandalkar, or Tandalkar?
Tandalkar,
who's is an Ayurveda therapist, and she's been in Argentina for quite a long time, I believe.
Yeah, it's like 14 years.
14 years. Why don't you tell us, before we plunge into the subject of Ayurveda, what's your story, where you were born and how you ended up here in Argentina?
I'm born in city Nasik, called, it's from Maharashtra.
Mm-hmm.
It's the center of Maharashtra. The city is very small city as compared to other cities. My capital is Mumbai. It's mm-hmm. very well known for everybody. It's, Nasik is 200 kilometers from Mumbai.
Okay.
I born there. I grown up there until 23 of years old.Until I know one Argentinian.
You met an Argentinian in India.
Yeah, I got married with him.
And you moved with him back here.
Yes, I moved with him in Argentina in 2005.
2005?
Five,
so
yes.
You've been here for almost 15 years.
Yeah, almost.
Well, and then you settle here and you, according to the information I have, you've been 10-year plus devoting yourself to Ayurveda therapy.Which I know very superficially. Why don't you tell us in a nutshell what Ayurveda is?
Actually, basically, Ayurveda is the healing, natural healing system. It comes from Vedic culture. Like this is a one traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. It's like similar like Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It has a history. It's very like a millennial history, we can say about Ayurveda.So Ayurveda is like, I don't know if you would like to listen the story about how Ayurveda appears on the earth, because this is from the, we are saying this is a divine medicine for Indians. It's like Lord Dhanvantari. It is, if you see anything like book or any about the Ayurveda, you will see the statue about the Vishnu avatar, that is Dhanvantari.
He's a deity.
Yeah, he's a god of medicine.
Yes. Which Indians have lots.
Lots of gods.
Thousands of gods.
That's why he brings Ayurveda on the earth for the people.
On earth, okay.
Yeah.
But the Ayurveda is basically what? It's a type of medicine. It is. Or it's a philosophy. Or it's a...
Actually, it is all. Ayurveda is a science of life, we say.
A science of life, okay.
Yeah.
Which involves medicine, because we always associate Ayurveda with therapy, with healing something.
Yes.
That is a very Western
Actually,
way of thinking.
As a therapist, I can say it's like, it's the little part of Ayurveda.
Yeah.
The Panchkarma, we call. Panchkarma means like, Panch means five. Karma means is the actions, that like treatments, we can say that.The five main treatments in Panchkarma is based on rejuvenation and purification of body.
Mm-hmm.
This we can, like in the five terms, like is Vamana, Virechana, Basti, Nasya, Irakta Moksha.
Mm-hmm.
What it means?
I missed practically 80% of what you said.
I can explain you what is Vamana means therapeutic vomiting.
Therapeutic vomiting, throwing up for therapy.
Yeah.
Which, well, when you're a little drunk, it works. So I mean, there are many things that, if you are grown in a Western mentality, that many things that sound shocking, but when you start thinking deeply about them, they're not as shocking or strange.
No, it works.
It works.
Yeah. Virechana means like therapeutic purgation.
Mm-hmm.
Basti means medicated enema. And nasya means like nasal medication. Mm-hmm. And raktamoksha is the releasing blood, intoxicated blood from the body. These are the five main parts of panchkarma. It comes in the therapies. Because another part is Ayurveda is huge, it's a medicine. It's like you have to be doctor for that. And there we are having the universities for this to study. It's 7 years program.
You study as a therapist. As a Ayurveda therapist,
yes.
Did you study that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, back in India.
Yeah.
And you got a license to practice that here in Argentina. What is the situation of Ayurveda here in Argentina?
You know, still we don't have that like a legal base like for the for practicing here, because still we don't have this agreement with the government. From Argentina, or actually better we can say this the system of medicine. We don't have that direct agreement, but we are like embassy of India is from Dr. Suarez. He's trying to do for that. It's in movement still. It's process.
But how many have you got an idea how many Ayurveda therapist like you are in Argentina now?
I'm afraid I really don't have any idea.
Maybe it's in like the tens?
Yeah, because nowadays I have seen that there are so many. I don't know how much they are capacitated persons are here, like well capacitated.
Yeah.
Because there are sometimes happen that we are having so many courses, like intensive courses. People are doing that and after they are practicing with that. That's it. Also, they are like we can say them the therapist, but it's well studied and well trained. I don't know how many they are here, but I can see since I came in Argentina in 2005, there was not so much like enthusiasm about Ayurveda, but I can
about
see
about studying it or about taking the therapy,
taking the therapy
as a patient,
like knowing the therapy, least to the information about Ayurveda. It was not so much, but now I can see since last 5 years, it's like big evolution. I can
What do you think that is? People have got fed up of traditional ways of dealing with stuff.
I think they're trying
something new.
It two things. Maybe the people are really thinking about something alternative and more natural medicines that can cure their body. And
more natural, you mean no drugs, no chemical drugs.
No chemicals.
No chemicals.
Yeah, that is. Like with the natural things that can have less like side effects on your body.
That's a great point.
I think people are thinking more for that now. Or maybe it like I have seen the Western people like they are like more like oriented to the new fashions, new things.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's trendy.
They see everything as a whole.
Yeah,
it's like a mystery, something like cool or maybe like that way. They're taking to the Ayurveda, but it will be. I feel it is sadly mistaken if they're taking like that way. It's like a fashion or being a cool to be
cool
taking
thing.
Some or going to, okay, I'm taking abhyanga, like massage of therapeutic massage of one therapist, Ayurveda. That is like sounds nice and something different. But I think people should take more seriously to this.
Of course.
Because
of course.
Ayurveda is not just just alternative medicine. No, it is a medicine. It is have their very good effects. How you adapt to Ayurveda in your life is like Ayurveda. I will say to people, you can't go if you are having headache and you are going to the doctor and okay, I'm having headache. Give me the pill to
a
cure
pill,
it.
Yeah, an aspirin or something.
It will not be that. If you go to one Ayurvedic doctor and you say that I'm having headache, he will ask you so many questions.
Yeah.
Because Ayurveda, it goes to not...
to the core. It doesn't go to the symptom. It does not attack the symptom.
Don't believe in disease. We believe the cause. We want to take out the cause. Because we Ayurveda knows if you take out the cause, then it will not be... The disease will disappear alone.
Rather than the symptom. You're not attacking the symptom, but what generates the disease.
Because we also Ayurveda is very like well known. Why? It has a three dimensions, because Ayurveda is not dealing with your only your body, also your mind and your soul.
Yeah, that's it's a, it's all about balance. It's balance. Got this is
of course
finding balance. But you go to a therapy, a Ayurveda therapy.
Yeah.
Let's say for headache or something, what would be the treatment? What would be the process for treating that? You would give me any kind of something, a product, even natural product, or it would be something long process, short
term? Yeah, it is long process. First, we like doctor will, if one doctor will say, okay, of course he will send to therapist also. He will recommend to some therapists for purification of body, because of course if you are having headache, it's something reason behind that, and the what is the reason why you get, if you got like a bad liver or something because of that, or you're having chronic problem, it's like you're having some dealing with some situation, he will think for all this.
Yeah, yeah.
If you
a
need,
holistic approach, as they say.
He will also give you some internal medicine to take in. He will give you some diet. He will maybe say you, okay, you, because we are having, we are saying constitutions in Ayurveda, like Prakriti. Prakriti means what? Prakriti means like
a... What is the word?
It's Prakriti. We are saying Prakriti, it's like constitution of person. It's your innermost nature of individual. Mm. It means like it is never change actually. It constantly same for your whole life. It's divided in three parts like Pitta, Vata and Kapha. This is the well-known doshas we call them. Mm-hmm. When it get in balance, it becomes a Vikruti. Vikruti means it is a conditional changes like you are having, like temporary. It is not the same as your real pattern, your original pattern of your constitution. Mm-hmm. That is, and when it get in balance, it comes to eventually come to disorder, and it becomes in the form of one disease or any something. That's why what Ayurveda doctor do, he ask the person, and he will find the his Prakriti, that is he Vata, Pitta or Kapha. Then he will give the diet for to favoring his harmonious state of his dosha. Mm-hmm. Then when he becomes that will cure automatically what he has.
Well, how do you balance this? Because maybe you have, I'm wondering, how do you adapt this very deep philosophy and way of approaching life and everything with modern life? People are so hectic and always in a rush and checking their phones.
Yeah.
Have you learned how to do that? You have to adapt a little bit of therapy to modern life, I suppose.
Yes, of course. You have to incorporate so many things for that. First, you have to know what kind of constitution you are having. What kind of, if you are Pitta, Vata, Kapha. For example, if you are a Pitta. Pitta people are mostly very intelligent, sharp, and they're motivated and very...
But so that's Pitta.
That's Pitta.
That's one category.
Yeah, it's category.
Okay. And the other
Vata is like very identified people like with the variations of mood. They are always like
very
changing.
Very moody, changing.
Yeah, they can be motivated.
Ciclotímico, we say in Spanish. Yeah, moody,
they can be
moody.
Very motivated, or they can be very sad or depressed.
Manic depressive, somebody would say.
Kapha people are, we can say they are stable people. Like they are having their constant like service. The people who are like to give the services, patients they are having, like calm people, we can say.
Calm people.
But also they're having their darkened sides also.
Of course, you read my mind.
Positive negative.
There's no perfect category. Every category, every one of these three categories come with
they're
a downside.
They're having their good points and also they're having bad points also. What one has to do, if one knows, if I know, for example, myself, I'm more like dominant of Kapha. I know what, if, for example, winter is the season where I can get so many problems of health problems. Then I have to be careful for the eating, like yogurt I can't eat, banana I can't eat, because it increases my Kapha. Mm-hmm. This I can, means I can, like, is every time, like, precaution is better than cure. So you can take the precautions. Like, for example, Pitta people are having, mostly they're having the stomach problem, the digestive system. They're having liver attacks
because they're so active, so intense,
hyperactive
nervous.
Nature they are having. That's why they can know, okay, I'm hyperactive. Now I'm giving, the heat is increasing in myself. Then he can take the diet who can balance his heat.
Good.
This, like, you can get the key how to manage your life, and you can be go for sound life and. For that, this is the benefit of Ayurveda, if you know what you are.
That's very, very interesting. We talked to Monica Tandalkar, Ayurveda therapist. Is there any Facebook page, any web page, any Instagram account you want to share with us for people to get to know more about you?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram as Monica Tandalkar. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm having my Facebook page is Tulsi Skincare. Also, my personal Facebook page, also Monica Tandalkar. You can find me in these three.
And listeners will have the chance to find links to all of this on our website as well. Monica Tandalkar, thank you very much for coming to RAI. That was super interesting.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
With this Indian music on the background, we also come to the end of today's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English, operated by Fabio Martinez and presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias, with the production of Silvana Avellaneda. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.